Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome. Good morning, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. To all my previous listeners, I am so, so grateful for you that you join me for another Sunday. As I often tell you, you are the ones who keep me inspired and motivated and to be able to keep going. And it really makes a difference to know that you're there, you're supporting me and there. And to my beloved and precious friend and soul sister up in Northern Arizona, good morning to you. Much love to you. You're always special to me. And I see you online, and that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Okay. To all my new guests, thank you. Thank you. I don't know how you heard about it, but you are truly in the right place today. You know, there is no coincidence in the universe. You are here because Spirit led you here this morning to listen to this message. I don't know where you normally do on a Sunday morning, or you're at another church service, or where you're at, or what you're listening to. But today, you have been directed by Spirit to tune in to us this morning. And we are grateful to have you. Really, really are grateful to have you and appreciate you. So hopefully you will get what you need today from this show and that you will continue to be a listener of the show. Okay? So we thank you so much. So as always, all of my beloved ones who know that follow me for a while know that I always open the show with a prayer. And today will be no different. Because, you know, I've come to full understanding that, I don't know about you, but I know that I need God in every activity I participate in. You know, there's nothing that I do that I do not need the support of God. I'm going to tell you, it is, you know, and I totally believe in everything that is good with God and that God supports. So I'm going to continue to follow that format and continue to give praise when I know that I need God's support. So anyway, let's do prayer this morning, beloved ones. Father, Mother God, we give thanks and gratitude for another wonderful day of life. Thank you for seeing us through the week and bringing us back to this space and this place. We know, God, that you are the source of everything that happens on the planet, and we just come with open hearts and gratitude and say thank you for allowing us to be in this precious space this morning, that you're here to be with us and to guide us and teach us and give us support. We thank you so much for all that you allow into us and all we allow. I call this morning for all the ascended masters, the ascended hosts to come in to support us this morning, those that come in and to help us to go forth. We call on beloved Lord Michael to come in and help with the technical aspect of this show to keep things going and keep all the technology and proper perspective and keep everything moving in its proper way. We call on for all the ascended, the beloved Jesus Christ, Saint Germain, and all the other ascended hosts to come and support us and to be able to allow energy to be forth. I call for all those help, and I thank you, beloved, I am present for giving me the support this morning to be able to share and to give the knowledge and words that has been given to me to be able to help to uplift and help to improve the quality of the lives of these beloved listeners who are tuned in this morning. We give praise and thanks for all those wonderful nurses and doctors who are on the front line every day, putting their lives at risk to take care of us and to see that we are doing and being all that we can be in our health to help us through all diseases that we are experiencing in these days. We know that these people are special people in their special way. We pray this morning also for our government. We pray for the government of America, and we pray for the governments of the world because we need their support. We pray, God, that you will touch these government officials in a way that they will understand that they are here to serve the people and to be able to help us to have a better quality of life. Touch their hearts, Do not let them rest unless they do the right thing, and let help them to be able to come forth and help and to serve as they should be. Touch them, God. Wake them up. Wake them up. Bring in an awakening of all those wonderful ones, and let them live up to the values of the Constitution that this country was built on. Put them in proper perspective and give them strength and give them vision to be able to do and be all that they can be. So we just want to give thanks this morning. Today, God, I thank you, God, especially for giving me the voice, giving me an opportunity, and giving me the authority to be able to speak in your behalf. I say thank you, God. I am so grateful. I am so grateful, and so it is. Whew. Well, beloved, I don't know about you, but I felt that. It felt pretty good, too. Yeah. So today's talk is one that's really interesting to me, and hopefully it will be interesting to you. It is what you are saying, what you think, and what you feel control your destiny. Let me just repeat that. Today's talk is what you say, what you think, what you feel control your destiny. And you know what? That is the truth, if there ever was a truth, beloved one, that is what's happening and what's going on. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to start with a scripture this morning to sort of give you some idea of where this talk is going to go today and what we're going to try to perform here and try to message to bring. Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death. Let me just repeat that to you. The tongue has the power of life and death. That's pretty profound, isn't it, beloved one? That your tongue has that much power to give you life and death. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh, so is he. Well, you know, I love it when I can find scripture that confirms what I'm speaking about. And these two verses will definitely give you an idea of where we're going to go today and how we're going to sort of bring about this talk and provide the information that the Creator has given me to deliver to you. You will never receive anything you don't feel you deserve. Let me repeat that to you, beloved one. You will never receive anything in your being that you don't feel that you personally deserve. If you don't feel you deserve it, it's not coming to you regardless of what else you do. You must feel that you deserve those things that you are so desired. So if all these things that I'm telling you is true, then how do we take control of our destiny? And guess what? I do believe that all the things I just discussed with you are true. So we're going to talk about how to take control of our destiny today, how we bring about what we want instead of what we don't want, how we create that space and that energy, because it's all energy, beloved one. It's all energy. Everything we do is about energy. So we're going to create the energy to bring about the things that you want in your life instead of the things that just show up that you don't want, okay? That's what we want to do. The first thing we must do is be willing to make a shift in our consciousness. And that means you have to be willing to change the way that you're doing things if you want different results. There's a thing that if you want things to be different, you have to be willing to do things. And the sign of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting something different to happen. So first of all, we have to be willing to make a shift, okay? For some of you, this may be a challenge. I understand that because your subconscious belief system has been the way it has been for years. Many of you have had these ideas and these thoughts in your conscious, in your subconscious mind for years, love. It ain't just happened. It's been there for a long, long time, okay? But the good news is that we can reverse it. We can change your thoughts. We can replace those old subconscious patterns that's been placed into our being by either from yourself or someone else when you were younger, we put there. But it makes no difference. We are going to work on how to get to the next things in our lives to bring about what we want instead of what we don't want. This is a very loaded talk, and I understand there's a lot here, a lot to take a bite on, but we're going to do it one step at a time. You know, how do you eat an elephant? One step at a time, and that's how we're going to do it. We're going to take this one step at a time and break it down. You see, beloved one, the conversation that you're having with yourself and with others, they all count. Every time you talk to someone verbally, or you're speaking to yourself, and we all talk to ourselves, and it doesn't mean that you're insane because you talk to yourself. And sometimes you better talk to yourself so you can get clarity on some things. So when you talk to yourself, beloved one, those thoughts and those energy are being sent into the universe just as if you were having a conversation with another person. Okay? So you have to be very aware of what you're saying to yourself as well as what you're saying to others. And probably even more concerned about what you're saying to yourself, because that's really creating what's happening inside of you, what you're saying to yourself on a daily basis. And they all count. Your thoughts, beloved one, are either putting you in a state of poverty or a state of health. There's no whole difference in between. You're either doing one thing or another with your words. You're either talking about growth, you're talking about, or either you're talking about lack. Okay? We want to be able to shift our consciousness where we can talk about success and prosperity. And I always, and opulence. And I always tell you that opulence don't necessarily mean money. Okay? Money is a thing that we have to have in this capitalist society, so it's a necessity to have it. But there's other things too that opulence: good relationships, good health, good environment, good place to be and to live. That's all part of opulence, beloved ones. So when you hear me talk about opulence, don't just automatically think that I'm speaking of monetary aspects. That is included for sure, but not necessarily all that is, okay? And you're always, like I say, for each word we're having, we're either speaking one or the other, 90% of the time. You know, you're talking about prosperity, you're talking about success in one way or another. Your tongue is where the truth words that carry your vibration. When you speak, beloved ones, there is a vibration that goes out. Everything about you is energy. And so when you speak, you send that energy across the universe. That energy goes out. You cannot see it. It's just like electricity. Electricity is one of the most powerful things that we have, but you don't see it unless you turn on the light switch. That is the same kind of energy that you are projecting and sending out every time you say something to yourself or someone else. You're sending out that kind of vibrational energy, beloved one. So that's why it's so important that we get in tune to what we're allowing our tongue to say, because what it will do to produce the results of what we're showing up in our lives. Whether you say it to yourself or say it to someone else, you are creating conditions and out of your mouth that will create conditions in your life, okay? And there's no way you can enjoy God's great opulence when you are using words to create poverty. Two don't go together, beloved one. You can't talk about lack and expect to have opulence. It doesn't work that way. If you want opulence in your life, then you have to think about opulence and begin to feel opulence and speak of opulence. Right now, we're talking about using your tongue. We're going to talk about that a little later. But we're talking about using your words to create the vibrational energy that you need in order to be able to bring forth what you want to create in your life, loved one. So that's what we're going to focus on right now. We're talking about creating a mindset that will give us the ability to be able to bring about opposite in our lives instead of lack. Y'all are aware that every time you put the word I am in front of what you desire, you are putting the creator behind your thought. Let me just say that to you. Every time you say something, you say, I am this, I am that, you are putting your God force, your I am presence in front of those words, and it gives it power. It becomes powerful just by saying, I am this or I am that or whatever. That's power, beloved ones, when you're using your I am presence to create the power in your words. See, so I am is just not a casual conversation. You have to be very guarded on how you use your I am presence, your I am words to create things in your life, okay? You have to be very, very careful when you are using your I am presence in front of you. Because every time you say, I am this, I am that, you are putting the force of God behind what you said. You know, and Moses went to the mountain and God said, "Who is? Tell them who I am. I am that I am." So ever you say, I am broke, I am sick, you are asking God to bring you brokenness and you're bringing you sickness. You say, God, I am successful. I have plenty to spare. I am wonderful. I am full with perfect health. You're asking God to give you the strength to be able to move forward. So be aware of your I am when you put it in front of the words, beloved ones. Never use those terms, I am broke, I am lonely, I am unattractive, I am sick. Because every time you do that, beloved ones, you create that energy, that vibrational energy that will bring those conditions back to you. That's not what you really want, I hope, okay? You want to create the kind of thing, you want to put the I am successful, I am positive, I am, and anything you want to create. And it's powerful, beloved ones. It's an energy. It's a source. You're using God's name. And why would you use God's name in vain to create something negative in your life? I don't understand. When you start speaking, I am, you start talking about what you want to show up in your life, okay? When we speak of these things, we definitely, it's going to make a difference. And I understand that there's things that's happening in your subconscious mind, which we will talk about later, that will be able to, that's causing some additions to happen in your life. I'm well aware of that. But we're talking now about setting in emotion, this vibrational frequency, by using your I am speaking. Beloved ones, I know each one of you want to have a better life. At least I would hope that you want that for yourself. But you have to become conscious of what you're allowing to come out of your mouth. You have to become very conscious of it. You have to take responsibility for your mouth, okay? You just got to do it. Unless you want to keep creating the stuff that you're creating now, if not, unless your life is going totally 100% perfect and everything is good and you're creating all the opulence, all the health, all the finances, all the joy, all the love and everything that you could possibly have at this very moment, okay? And if you want to maintain that, you still have to use the power of your mouth to do that, okay? So we're talking about speaking into existence the things that we so desire to have come into our lives, okay, beloved ones? You cannot continue to conversate about lack and expect to have options to show up. And I don't know how more to put it. You cannot do that. And the best way to change your thinking around that is to use your I am expression. When you wish to something to show up in your life, I am great. I am positive. I am. And that will shift that energy. And I know, like I say, I know that it's not easy for some of you because of the conditioning you've been speaking this way all your life. But you got to be willing to change, beloved one. If you're not willing to change, then the conversation, you just gonna turn it off and don't even listen to what I'm telling you because it ain't going to work for you. I know it's not easy, but you would have to do that. And especially if you've been talking about lack and poverty most of your life, you know, some people, that's all that you heard them talking about, what they don't have, what they're going through, what's happening in their life. Don't you know people like that? And they're very irritated. I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to be around people that only want to speak about lack in their life. And there are some people that way. Not only do you hear them speak, but you can see them living those conditions in their lives. They're always having challenges. There's always something going wrong in their life because they're speaking it into power. Okay? Now, we're going to talk about speaking that obstacle into power. We're going to talk about bringing God's great options in your life and to give you power to operate at a different level. Okay? So that's what we're talking about. We talk about making changes in your life. And you have to change your conversation if you want to bring forth that which you need. And the God force inside of you will give you that power to help you be able to bring about what you need. We have to have the power to have victory in our lives. And God in you will help you to create the victory that you should be looking for. That's why God gave you a tongue, a mouth, to be able to speak and to help create the control of your life. See, God gave you free will. And in that free will, you have some responsibilities. And one of those responsibilities is you have to help create your life by speaking positively about your life. You have to create the conditions for your life to be positive. And that is up to you. You have to do that, beloved. Like I said, I understand that you may have to work on breaking some old habits. And that is to be, you know, especially if you've been in that frame of mind for a long time. But here's an example when I'm talking about speaking power in your life. You know, and we're all guilty of it, and we do it on a regular basis. When you speak about money, that I spent money. See, the word spent means gone and depleted. When you say I spent something, it means that it's gone and it's no longer that it's spent. Okay? If you want to create money to come in your life and be, you have to use the word circulate. You see, when you circulate money, that means that you're putting it out and it's coming back to you. Okay? It's coming back. Every time you say, I'm going to the grocery store and I'm going to circulate some money. That means you pay the cash register, pay the person at the hotel. That means that money you put in is on its way back to you. You know, when you write that bill, when you sit down the first of the month or whenever you do your bills, you say, I am now circulating my money. That means that the universe is going to find a way to bring it back to you, loved one. And it usually comes back double and triple, okay? But you have to speak it into existence. You have to do that. You have to take control of the way that you talk about it. This means that that you are putting money out so it can come back to you, okay? And that's what we're talking about here, creating that energy so it can come back. So start using those words. There's a lot of positive words in you. We must start using positive words that will create positive energy in our lives. We have to start using the words that choose our words. When you find yourself saying something that's negative and not sending forth energy, use the word counsel. I counsel these words. I do not want to say this and repeat what you really want. You really want. Beloved one, it's about you controlling your mouth. Okay? You have to do that. And the old saying, practice makes perfect. The more you practice doing it, you begin to perfect it and begin to utilize that power that God has given you to be a co-creator in your life. And you're co-creating your life every time you're speaking. You're creating conditions that will bring about either success or poverty all the time, beloved one. So use your mouth to create that thing that you want to show up in your life. Now, we're going to talk about, remember earlier we're going to talk about speaking, thinking, and deserving. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the thoughts that we have, you see, because that's equally important. Your thoughts that you allow to take place in your mind are like a garden. I like to think of the mind like a garden, you know. Whatever you plant in your garden will produce in time. Whatever seeds you put in your garden will come back. You can't put in tomato plants and end up getting carrots. You can't plant watermelon and end up getting kale. Whatever you plant in the garden will always come back the way that you plant it. And that is the same way when your thoughts. Whatever thoughts that you put in your mind will produce itself. Okay, beloved one. So now we're talking about speaking. Now we're talking about thinking, how we think to be able to create our lives. This is all about you creating and developing your life. And never forget, you are a co-creator of yourself. God has given you that power to co-create your life. Okay? You have the power to do that, but you, beloved one, have to take the responsibility. You have to speak it and you have to think it, okay? And then we're talking about how to use your mind. There's two major components of the human mind. At least those two components that I can speak to you about from my layman's understanding. I'm not a psychologist, don't claim to be one, but I can only speak about the things that I know in the use of the human mind and how to utilize those two parts. There's a whole lot more components than just what I'm talking about, but we're going to talk about for 6 days, just talk about two parts of your human mind that if we learn how they operate and how they work, would make a big difference in the way that we are thinking and the way that we are creating what we need in our lives. You know, always understand God gave us this mind to be able to help us to create ourselves and help us to develop ourselves, okay? So you need to have an understanding of how your mind is working. And today we're going to talk about the conscious mind, and we're going to talk about the subconscious mind. Like I said, those are two bases. There's a whole other parts of your mind, the thymus and left and right hemispheres of the mind, all those things. But we're just going to have this conversation today just about the conscious and the subconscious. You see, each part of them have a different assignment, beloved one. Each part of your mind has a different assignment. The conscious mind analyzes the thoughts that you are putting inside of your mind. See, that the conscious mind, when you have a thought, that conscious mind analyzes the thought, think about the thought, and if it sees that thought is worthy to be released to your subconscious mind, it will release it to the subconscious mind. You see, your conscious mind operates like a filter. It helps to filter things before it goes into your subconscious mind. So think of your conscious mind as your filter, okay? In other words, it is there to intercept and to allow those things which you may want to be in your mind. God has given that part of your brain for the filter. So our thoughts have to really be analyzed before they become part. Now here's the deal is that sometimes those thoughts that even the conscious mind gets through. You see, the conscious mind doesn't block out all of the thoughts. It does filter a lot of the thoughts that come into our mind. We have thousands of thoughts a day, beloved one. Thousands of thoughts a day. And that subconscious mind is operating to try to filter out some of those things that we'll know they will be problems. Can you imagine that all the things that you thought about during the day that actually happened in your mind? What would happen to you if you some of the crazy thoughts you have, some of the wild thoughts we have, and we all have them, you know? Can you imagine if your life is operating based on some of the crazy thoughts you have every day? Thank God there is a filter that catch those crazy thoughts that we have and some way block us. But like I said, some of those thoughts get through, beloved ones, and that's the deal. And then we're going to talk about, unfortunately, they do get through, and they do reach your subconscious mind. And then that's where a problem comes, when those thoughts are able to escape or go circumvent the conscious mind and end up in your subconscious mind. And you see, these thoughts are, whether they're good or bad, it's all based on the emotional feeling that you're having when you create these thoughts. You see, it's the feeling behind the thought that really allows these thoughts to enter into the subconscious. The conscious mind, and when you add feeling to it, it creates situations. Now, you have a feeling of something you despise or you dislike someone, and you holding that thought, and you feeling that energy of hate and dislike. Well, guess what? That thought is going to end up in your subconscious mind, beloved one. And you hold a thought about joy and something wonderful around that thought, that's going to end up in your subconscious mind too. See, it's the feeling that you're allowing to operate with these thoughts that are giving them power. You see? So you have to be careful of what you're feeling too, because it's the feeling behind the thoughts that's really giving it power. See, the major difference, again, is with between the conscious and subconscious mind, is that the subconscious do not analyze. Once it is on the subconscious level, it's the job of the subconscious to carry the thoughts out. In other words, it operates like a robot. It don't try to decipher whether this is right or wrong or whatever. It just operates because it's there, and that's what its job is, to operate on those thoughts that have been put into your mind. And that's what they do. That's why you have to make sure that you are taking time to analyze your thoughts when they come to your conscious mind, or not put feelings behind them that's creating conditions for your subconscious mind to take over, because it will operate like a robot. So it is important that you take charge of these thoughts while you're still in your conscious mind, beloved one. It's so, so important that you do that. And you only want positive thoughts. You only want optimum thoughts. And don't think that I think that that's the only thing that shows up every day, because I know that's not the truth. There's a lot of other stuff come in through us every day. But we do not want to put any feelings behind those thoughts that we don't want to be injected into our subconscious mind. Because I keep telling you, the subconscious mind is a robot. It doesn't know any difference. And it ain't going to try to figure it out. Because it feels that if the conscious mind allowed it in, then it needs to do it. It needs to be projected. Okay? It needs to be do it. And unfortunately, a lot of us today, we are living on the vibrations that we have been created in our subconscious mind. And some of those vibrations are low. Some of us are experiencing low vibrations. That's why things are showing up in our lives, and we don't clearly understand why they're showing up, but they're showing up because they're already deposited in our subconscious mind. And they're creating low vibrational actions happening in your lives, okay? These low vibrational frequencies are operating in your mind every day. Most of us live from our subconscious thoughts. What you may think that you're doing today is not what your conscious mind is. It is your conscious mind is delivering to you. It's about what your subconscious mind is created maybe months before, maybe even years before, or maybe even yesterday. It all depends on how powerful it was. That is what you're living out right now, what's happening on your subconscious mind, okay? And for many of us, things were injected into our subconscious mind that maybe even we had no idea that they're there. And many things on your subconscious mind, you have no idea that it's there. You have no idea why it's happening. You don't have any idea why you might go somewhere and all of a sudden you have an experience, and there's no reason for you to have experience, and you have a fear of something, because it's something that's planted in your subconscious mind there that you don't not even aware of. And a lot of times these thoughts are put into our mind when we are children, on the teachings and understanding of the adults that were in our lives, okay? Those adults put things in the children's mind. Beloved one, your children are so vulnerable to what you tell them and what you say to them, okay? And I understand that, you know, hey, you know, and mostly the parents only taught you what they know. So we cannot hold them responsible for what they taught us, okay? Because most of them told you the things they thought was properly well. But now that you understand, you know, many of you are full adults, you have grandchildren now, you want to make sure you speak truth to power to your grandchildren and put only the proper things in their mind. Even if their parents don't understand, because a lot of us now are dealing with our grandchildren when they... So you now understand that your power to help to influence is so important with a child. Children are so vulnerable to our words and the things that we tell them. They grab onto it and hold onto it, beloved ones. And that's a lot of the kids are messed up because of stuff that's been put into their subconscious mind. Okay? But so we're going to have to turn that around, though, beloved ones. Like I told you earlier, those things are there, but they're reversible. Thank God that God has given us a way out to be able to do that. And we're responsible to turn things around, you know, to do it. So the question is always, how do we get those things turned around? How do we create a new level of energy to make things turn around in our lives? there's an old, there's a saying that always stick to me, and I remember it, and my mother used to say it, it takes guts to get out of the ruts. If you understand, it takes guts to get out of the ruts. First of all, you have to want it, and there's something inside of you have to be so strong that you say, hey, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to shift my life. I am no longer going down this path. You see, loved one? And that takes courage, because we've been living so long in this mindset that we have that has created these conditions that we have. So it's hard for some of us to break out of those ruts. But we're going to take charge starting today to break out of the ruts, okay? And we're going to have the guts to do that, okay? With the power of the I Am Present, that power of God inside of you is going to give you the power to break, make a breakthrough. Today, just say, I am going to have a breakthrough today. Declare that I am going to have a breakthrough today. Today's a big, I'm going to shift and start changing my life this day. I'm going to take that power that God has granted me to be able to make a shift and change in my life. You know, beloved ones, we can do it. We can do it, but we just got to have faith and belief in the Creator, okay? Like I said, you must be willing to take control of those thoughts. You must be willing to focus on what you want instead of what you don't want. You need to be able to focus on positive things. You need to focus on positive activities that you want to create in your life, beloved ones. And above all, you have to start to begin to associate with positive people. You have to associate with positive people. There's an old saying, birds of a feather flock together. That's an old folks saying, but you know what? It's true. When you hang out with crows, how can you be an eagle? Okay? So if you want to shift and change, you have to involve yourself around positive people. And I know sometimes it's hard to be around positive people, but sometimes we're around family members that you can't just walk away from and you can't just separate yourself from, but you have to find a way to put a wall up and not allow their energy to get into your mind. You know, you have to, when you find yourself with a family member that's talking negative, just say, hey, look, I got something I got to do, or I got to walk away and go do something else, okay? Don't allow yourself to participate in that conversation. Allow yourself to get caught up in what someone else is saying about somebody else, gossiping and whatever it is, creating negative energy in your life. Walk away, go do something else and create it. But when the strangers, you ain't got to be in that environment, you know what I mean? You can just leave or say, hey, look, I got to go, and hang up the phone and do something else, okay? And go to your quiet space and pray, God, please help eliminate this positive energy that's been sent for me. I need new energy. Help me to relieve and eliminate this energy that has been stolen upon me. You know, beloved one, people can leave negative energy on you, and you have to be able to get it off of you, okay? And if you don't know how to do that, how to bring that shift in you, you better learn how to pray, okay? God, please help me remove this negative energy that has come upon me, okay? Because if not, that's going to affect you. I know you think you're not being affected, but you will be affected by other people's negative energy, okay? So it's so, so important that you do not allow yourself to become part of other people's negative energy. And like I said, birds of a feather flock together. If you want to hang out with those folks, then be prepared to get the results that they are getting, and get prepared for your life to suffer from lack, because those negative people, that's the only thing they know. And so that's why they all together, they have these conversations with each other, so they feel comfortable to them. They're in their space, that somebody agreeing with them that the world is bad, that, you know, this person is bad, that person is bad. They want you to agree with them. You know, I don't have any money because I'm spending it all. That's what they say. I'm spending it all. You know, I don't have no money. My bills are overwhelming me. Man, you sit there and hear people talking like that. Don't participate in those conversations, beloved one, because you know it's all about circulating money. It ain't about spending money, okay? If you didn't know it before, you know it today, okay? So that's what I want you to do. That's the kind of shift that we have to be willing to do, and we have to be willing to do it ourselves. the creator who created you and me have given us the ability to be co-creators in our lives. And I keep telling you that because God has given you that power. If God did not want you to be co-creator in your life, he would have never gave you the power of free will. Free will meaning you have the ability to do things on your own, always with God's assistance. But you can do these things to help create a better life, okay? So that's what you need to do. And, you have to really shift yourself and be around positive people. And you have to start reading, beloved ones. Start reading positive material and spiritual material that help to enhance you. Start reading things that talk about positive stuff. Start reading about spiritual things that let you know that you are a child of God, that you're special in God's eyesight. Read about spiritual stuff to help uplift you. Okay, help lift you. Every day you can find a book. Find the Bible. Plenty of positive stuff in there that you can read how to lift you. Find other books that you can read. There's plenty of self-help books on the market that you can read that can help you to emerge your mind. The more you can emerge your mind in positiveness, the more you have a chance of shifting and changing that subconscious program that you need to shift and change. And you need to do that by creating more positive energy in your life. This is what you have to do. And so you have to read and become learned about positive things. And also listen to positive and motivational speakers. You can go to YouTube any given day. There's somebody out there that has something that you want to listen to. You can listen to a gospel show if that's what you want to do. You can listen to Les Brown. You can listen to Zig Ziglar, Napoleon Hill. There's hundreds of motivational speakers out there that you can listen to that will help you to give you an uplift in your life. So utilize those computers you have for not only just typing emails and maybe talking about some stuff you don't need to be talking about or listen to some stuff you don't want to do. Use your computer as a learning tool to help enhance your mind, help to grow your mind. Use that computer because there's plenty out there, beloved ones. Almost anything you want to hear, you can go to YouTube and find it. There's always somebody out there to bring some positive message to you. Regardless of what your religious affiliation is, regardless of what your spiritual inclinations are, there are something out there for you that will bring you some positive energy. Now, there's negative stuff out there, too, okay? But we ain't talking about going in that direction. We talk about creating a energy. This is all about creating positive energy, beloved ones. This is whole conversation is about creating positive energy that shift and change the thinking in your subconscious mind. And it's done by shifting and changing your thought process and your speaking process. That's how you get to the next level. So that's what we're talking about. You have to learn how to use the power of affirmations. Very powerful stuff. Affirmations. Say positive things to yourself. Repeat positive things. I am perfect health. I am perfect. Whatever you want to say. I have a thing on my wall right now. Every time I sit there and listen to my computer, look on my computer, it says, I am perfect health manifesting in every organ and cell of my body. Let me repeat it. I am perfect health manifested in every organ and cell of my body. I'm talking to the cells and organs in my body to be perfected, their perfection, okay? So I'm doing that to try to counteract all the other environments and things to do, you know. And I know it doesn't happen overnight. You have to, because the condition that we find ourselves are was not created in a day. So what makes you think you're going to turn around today? There are times where instantaneously things can turn around, but things that you have created in your mind that's locked in that subconscious mind, you have not that you're willing to go spend thousands of dollars to a psychologist or hit the therapist somewhere to go in and unlock that thing that's inside of your mind is causing problems, then you have to do the work. And the work is doing affirmations, reading spiritual stuff, listening to spiritual stuff. That is the work that you, beloved, have to do. And that's what you have to do. You can't be lazy when you want to shift your energy, okay? You have to be willing to do the work. You have to take control of those things inside of your mind. And actually, there's a law that operates from the subconscious. It's called the law of attraction. Really, it's the law of attraction. You are attracting that which you're sending out. Because I keep telling you, every thought is energy. So every time that energy goes out and meet with a vibration that comes back to you, because everything you send out comes back, it comes back in a way. And that's why I say it's the law of attraction. You're sending it out, and it's coming back. Everything you do, beloved ones, come back to you in one form or another. Your thoughts, your words, all come back to you. So why would you not want to create goodness coming back to you rather than creating lack and negativity and poor health come back to you? Start using your power to create. And above all, learn to pray and ask for guidance if you don't know what to do. There is a God for them. God is not somewhere up in the sky where you need to pray and beg and plead to. Just look inside and say, God within me, help me to get to the next level. You know, you're not detached from God. You're part of God. So learn to talk to your God self, okay, to help bring about what you need to do. And finally, we're going to speak about what you deserve, because what you deserve plays an equally important part in your life. What you feel you deserve, because if you do the other two things I told you and you are feeling you don't deserve it to have prosperity, to have good things in your life, that other stuff means absolutely nothing, okay? So what you feel you deserve is one of the key elements of you creating this new life for yourself. You have to understand what is essential for you to be able to do. Feeling what you deserve is essential in order for you to accomplish what you want to do, okay? You have to have the belief that you deserve the good, the happy, and success that you say you desire. You have to believe that you deserve it, beloved ones. Now, you know, a lot of times people, children, we have been taught that we don't deserve to have the good life, or we don't deserve to have. Well, I'm here to tell you, you deserve to have the good life. Why? Because, first of all, you're a child of God. You're a child of God. So why would you not be deserving to have the good life? And you have to understand that. And maybe that's one of the first things that we have to come to the full understanding of who we are, knowing the fact that we are a child of God and that we are in position to make sure that those things come. Your creative father that created you wants you to have everything in this universe, blah, blah. Everything here was created for you, okay? Mother Nature, as you said, is there, and Mother Nature supports you, okay? Your I am present, your God force, however you want to use it, is there to help you to be able to know who and whom you are. And if you understand that the God, the living God, is here in every cell and organ of your physical temple. Your God is there. Every cell and organ of your living temple is the DNA of the God who created you. You understand what I'm telling you? Every part of you are created. Your spirit, when I speak of your DNA, I'm talking about your spiritual DNA. Yeah, your mother and your father gave you your physical body, but I'm talking about that component of you that lives and exists through generations. I'm talking about your spiritual DNA. Your spiritual DNA. That is God in action in you, beloved one. And we all have that. And you got to understand that you are created. You're the supreme being that created the universe. Now, I'm not just talking about planet Earth. I'm saying created the universe. That supreme being, that your DNA inside of you comes from. That creator that created the universe. Now, how can you not think that you are special and that you're deserving when you have a full understanding that you are part of the creator who created it all and that you should be deserving of it all? Absorb that thought in your mind. If you get to the point to understand that, then the rest of the stuff will begin to fall in line. But first of all, you have to feel that you are deserving of God's opulence. And you are, but you have to feel that you do, that you are. Some of us have been told that we're not worthy, or we are not worth this, and we are not good for this, or we are not good for that, or whatever, you know. Don't buy into that. Change your idea. Change your thinking and realize that you are there with God. You and God are one together, beloved one. And God will never leave you, forsake you in any manner, in any way. Except that, understand who you are. And when you understand that you truly are a child of God, it will make you scream, shout, and do all of that, because now you know you have right to the kingdom. You have right to the inheritance of all the albums that God has put on this planet. There is no such thing as lack for what God is there. There is prosperity. There is opulence in the universe. They are all around us. All we have to do is tune ourselves to who we are and know that we deserve to have it in our lives. We deserve to have everything. Nobody has no exclusive right on good living. No one have no exclusive right on living on top of the kingdom. No one have exclusive right to have all the money or everything in the world. We all have the same right in God's eyesight. You see? So understand who you are. Understand that being a child of God, that you deserve to have these things, that you are deserving. And that's why I'm telling you, deserving, feeling that you deserve it is one of the key to your self-worth and what you deserve. Until you're able to really understand that, you will never be able to bring about anything in your life other than that. So you have to understand that you are in full control of what it is that you allow in your life if you only learn to have faith and believe that you are a true child of God. Okay? You know, this is for the pledges to have done this talk today. When I was preparing it, it really opened my eyes up to a lot of things, because I always tell you that when I do this work, when I'm preparing myself, I always say these words: God, all of you and none of me. God, all of you, none of me, because I want to be able to deliver these words based on the impulses and the feelings that the Creator allowed me to be able to express to you. That's why I say, God, give me the word, give me the knowledge, and give me the know-how to be able to express it so I can reach the most people. Bring it to me in that way, God, and then do it. So when I was doing this work, I learned a lot too, because I opened myself up to that power within me, and I'm being teaching you. So hey, look, I'm not telling you this stuff because I'm perfect or I'm doing anything special. It's the God in me that's working through me to allow me to grow and allow me to be able to help to share and to speak to you as well, beloved one. I'm so grateful that you took your day off your Sunday, that you tuned in, and that you're there, and hopefully you've been able to gain something from this message. Okay, now I'm going to be doing the show next week, but after next week, it's probably going to be the last week that I'm going to do Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to Facebook Live or some other streaming avenue, okay? I really want to begin to do that because my desire, and I believe that the desire of God inside of me, want to reach more people. So I want to be able to start doing those things and doing YouTube videos also to be able to reach more people. I want God to be able to use me in a manner to be able to reach people. I just want to be a vessel. There's nothing else in my life at this time in my life that I want to do more than to be able to promote God. That is my true purpose of being here, and that's what I have totally committed myself to, is to commit to promoting God and have God to use me as he would be. He spared my life when all the stuff that I've been through, all the challenges I've been through, now it's time for me to give back to my God force, okay? And that's what life is for me. So tune in next week, and always, you can always go back and listen to any of the broadcasts that I've done. All you have to do is just go back and go to Blog Talk Radio and just listen. I have probably over 180-some different messages I've put out now. So you can go back. I've been doing this almost for 8-9 years, and it doesn't seem like that, but it has been a long time. And you can always go back and listen to other ones. But anyway, I thank you today that you came by. And like I said, there's no coincidence. You are here because the Creator led you to be here. So there's a message in these words for you today. So take that, that you can use to your highest good. The rest, if you can't use it, just discard it. But that which you can use to help change the quality of your life, then you utilize that and change and create a new life and take control of your life, okay? You're a child of God. Don't walk around in lacking limitations, okay? Start living. You're the king's child. What's wrong with you? You know, you deserve it. God wanted for you, you know? So start living it. Start doing it. Start being it, okay? So we're going to close out with a prayer, as we always do, because we're grateful. We're thankful. Thank you to the mighty supreme being of the universe. Thank you for another wonderful Sunday. Thank you for allowing these words to enter my mind and come out through my mouth, that hopefully each one of these words will go out and not be void, that someone out there will listen and have a shift and change in their thought process and have a shift and change in their ideology and begin to live their lives as they are deserving to. Begin to understand that they are one with you, God, that you are with them at all times. Give them the understanding and the consciousness to know that they are not separate from you, but they are one with you, God. We thank you, God, that you continue to bless us and continue to give us strength as we go into this new week, that we will be totally surrounded by the light and love of God that will continue to protect us and hold us in his precious space and his precious light. We know that God is the source of all our lives, and we pray, God, that you will touch every cell and organ in our bodies, and you will bring about perfect health in these temples and give us the mind and the ability to use our willpower in a positive direction. We will not just go along to get along. We will set out in a new direction using our ability to think and to speak and to feel, that we can create the life that we so desire all our lives to be. We have that power with the strength of you within us. So we say thank you, God, for giving us another wonderful day, another wonderful Sunday. So keep these beloved ones safe this week as they go through their week and do what they need to do to enhance their lives, that you will keep them safe. So I say thank you, God. I am so grateful. I am so grateful, and so it is. And thank you all, my beautiful listeners. My beloved sisters there in Northern Arizona, I'll be calling you shortly. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.